Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. No profitability in feedlots in sight. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
This is the sound of bovine respiratory disease. It's not pretty. Bacteria are multiplying in the lungs, making every breath a struggle. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD treatment. It's time for a rapid response with new prescription Zactran. Zactran has proven results. In studies, Zactran-treated cattle showed a rapid improvement in BRD clinical signs within 24 hours and stayed healthy for the 10-day study. Now your cattle can breathe easier, and so can you. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for BRD treatment and control. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Drovers or call 888-MARY-L1 for full prescribing information.
When it comes to making money, 2012 has been a lousy year for feeding cattle. High feed costs, among other factors, have seen to that. In his latest feedlot cattle profit forecast, K-State livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonser says he believes there's better times ahead. The latest feedlot closeout numbers that he's put together still show the profitability in finishing cattle, though, is well out into the future.
We have historically bad current closeouts. We estimate that the August closeouts, so we now know, you know, performance and market information then, were negative $253 for the representative steer. There's only 4 months since, I think it was June of 93, since we start comparing, that were worse, one of which was the previous month, right? So we kind of have this building negatives, and we have continued negative forecasts for the next 3 months. The story does get better in the sense that, A, the negatives become less extreme, but then current placements that would be, you know, targeted for closeouts early next year are actually expected to be small positive returns. So I think there is some hope on the horizon in our current expectation-based forecasting here, but we have a long ways to go off those negative 250 numbers.
Feed costs, which are a big part of the cost of gain, is a telling factor. According to Dr. Tonser, that'll keep a lid on any potential profits into the early part of next year, 2013.
On the cost of gain, for example, closeouts that we are expecting to come out in, say, January, we're projecting cost of gains about 118. The break-even is almost 118, right? Well, I'm sharing that one because it's not by accident. We have basically a zero expected return. When we look out to closeouts in this coming February, we're up to 120. So it's a notable increase in cost of gain. That's partly being offset by basically a $10 increase in expected fed cattle price and a little over a $10 decrease in what's being paid for the feeder. The net of those gets you to roughly zero, slightly positive expected return, and away from these negative $200. So the broader context of, you know, feed yards adjusting to the new cost situation, bidding less for feeder cattle, so forth, that doesn't change overnight, right? And that's how we got these large negative numbers, because higher purchase prices were built into that. Mm-hmm. Going forward, you know, there's some rational expectations that are at work that get us closer to these zero returns.
And for the rest of 2013, feedlot losses are likely to continue, but he says not to the magnitude experienced this year.
The tightening supply situation continues to be a concern, and feed yards are going to be in a pinch trying to find those limited supplies and probably will be bidding more, right, bidding these feeders up more than what we've been talking about here in these upcoming few months. So that particular part of the story would work against 2013 looking good. Mm-hmm. So I still have concerns for red ink in 2013, but maybe not to the extent that we're coming out of right now in 2012.
K-State livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Scioto, Oklahoma is hosting their last sale. At 10:30 a.m. Friday, October 19th and Saturday, October 20th, the cattle, embryos, recipients, semen, and equipment owned by the ranch will go up for auction. If you can't attend in person, the sale will be broadcast Saturday on RFD-TV. Both Friday and Saturday auctions will be on the Internet through Superior Productions and Live Auctions. For more information, contact the ranch at 918-396-4322 or go online at starlakeherfords.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.